For how reflective are you this week?
Well, kind of reflective, Jim. As far as radio is concerned, it's gone from a Class A 3000 watt FM to a station that can reach anybody in the world with the internet. The internet has just been a tremendous impact on the station. As you know, we're able to broadcast four high school football teams every Friday night, do so much more, and when people are away from Aledo or Mercer County or Western Illinois, you can still tune in. When I'm visiting my daughter in St. Louis, I'm able to listen to the radio station, things like that. It's just, and the technology, the equipment we're using now here in the new WRMJ studios that the new owners put in, it's just, that is amazing. From playing 45 records and commercials on 8-track carts and not being able to broadcast overnight, signing off at 11 o'clock each night, to 24/7, being able to be listened to anywhere in the world is just really amazing.
Now, you've taken a bit of a step back since the station was sold a year ago, but what do you think the big adjustment is for you? And maybe you won't know until tomorrow, August the 1st, where, you know, it was your way of life from June 12th of 1979 to today.
Right. Yeah, everybody's asking me, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I don't know. First, I'm just going to get up in the morning and see where things take me. I know I'm definitely going to play more golf now. I'm finally going to have time to do that. And we're going to help out with the grandkids a lot more and hopefully travel a little bit. Because, as you know, I always tell people, just when you're in small market radio owning a station, you're like a doctor. You've got your pager. You're on call 24/7, 365. So that maybe will be the nicest thing, that I won't have to worry about that the satellite dish is covered with snow or the antennas are iced up or this piece of equipment isn't working, that kind of thing.
And you're ingredients to making this thing work. Everybody does it their way, and I'm thankful I came into radio and there was really only one way I knew. I started at WRMJ in Aledo, and that is kind of how I learned radio. What do you, I mean, is there something you can say to people who maybe a new ownership group or some new general manager out there that is getting into the business and trying to sustain the product, which I think is so important? We can say we're all competitors out there with whatever station you're at, but I think industry-wide, it's paramount that radio needs to be sustained, especially so in rural America.
Right. Well, when we first moved here, the Times Record and the Rock Island Argus were the two mainstays of communications for news for people in Mercer County, and we were the new guys. And over the course of the time, the Argus is not what it used to be. It has much fewer subscriptions. The Times Record is essentially gone. And now, because once again, a website, we're the newspaper, we're the radio station, and you need to assess your community. It all goes back to when Roger and Marilyn Coleman did their survey. You had to do a survey back then and tell the FCC how you were going to serve the community and what the problems and concerns of the general public was in that community. And I told you, when we go back and look at our records, the same concerns the people had in 1979 are the same concerns they have in 2024. And well, Roger first and then me, we just programmed to, we felt, meet the needs of the community. And agriculture, huge. I always go back to this. I grew up in Henry, Illinois. My father owned a business called Watercotts. It was a family business. When he finally closed it down, it was 117 years old. But I always remember him telling me when I worked for him, he said, John, he says, if the farmers have a good year, Watercotts has a good year. And I've always felt if the farmers have a good year, WRMJ will have a good year. And that, local news, and then, of course, you know my passion, high school sports.